Corso di inglese integrato 20 ore Digital Edition. Copyright Casiraghi Jones Publishing SRL, Milano.
Record 7. Side 1. Lesson number 7. The seventh lesson. Practical section. England, the home of the English language, is one of the countries of Great Britain. The others are Scotland to the north and Wales to the west. London, one of the three largest cities in the world, is the capital of England. The capital of Scotland is Edinburgh, but Glasgow is the largest city. Cardiff is the capital city of Wales. Great Britain and Northern Ireland, capital city Belfast, form the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, commonly called the UK. Southern Ireland, now the Republic of Erin, is not a part of the UK. It is an independent country, having Dublin for its capital. The countries of the UK all send elected representatives to Parliament in London. The Houses of Parliament is the seat of the British government, and the elected representatives, called MPs, members of Parliament, sitting in the House of Commons, as well as the hereditary peers, sitting in the House of Lords, govern the country in the name of the sovereign. The sovereign today is Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, the Queen to her subjects and to many people living in other countries too. The sovereign resides in London at Buckingham Palace. I shall tell you more about London and other parts of the UK in later lessons. The people speak English, but in some parts of Scotland, Wales, and Ireland, they speak respectively Gaelic, Welsh, and Irish too. These ancient Celtic languages are slowly disappearing, and only a very small percentage of the population speaks them. English is not a phonetic language, and we shall see the fundamental differences lesson by lesson as we progress. The pronunciation of English is a problem for the foreign student, and so it is most important for you to follow the pronunciation of these records very carefully, trying to imitate the sounds and learning as many words as possible simply by listening. To help us in this, we must know something about the country, the people, and how they live. Great Britain is an island, with a great many smaller islands around it. The English Channel lies between England and France, only a few miles separating the two countries at the nearest point. The North Sea lies to the east, and to the west there is the great Atlantic Ocean. The Irish Sea lies between England and Ireland. The British love the sea, but excluding sailors, many of them go to the coast only for their holiday in summer, usually during the months of June, July, and August. Nowadays, many people visit foreign countries, both on business and for pleasure. The most popular countries are Italy, France, the Riviera, Switzerland, Germany, Spain, and many others, including also the USSR. In this way, the British learn something about these countries and the people who inhabit them. This is very necessary today, and I hope you will try to speak to these people when you meet them and learn something about them, their family, their work, and what they think of your country. By helping them during their stay, you will also help yourself, because you will be able to practice what you have learned of the English language. Practice is important and must be regular. So listen carefully and repeat what you can of the text of these records.